Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition to rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with us.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and communities. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real
shoot. Unstoppable, we be revived up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus, bringing nothing but the real to come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS of life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, dumb, we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta, raw. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. Man, happy 2020. Can't believe we're here already. You know, 2019 just went by in a flash. So we're going to start knocking out more shows. You know what I'm saying? We just knocked out one with Yuck Mouth. And tonight, you know, we got a legend from Alabama, you know what I'm saying, Kenny Thomas. I'm real proud of this cat, man, because over the last, several years, I've seen this guy, you know, put out a lot of music. And I got a chance to review some of his earlier stuff in The Murder Dog. So it's a huge honor to have him on the show. We're going to chop it up with him and talk about his recent, you know, partaking in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, and we're going to find out exactly what's going on with that. That's a huge accomplishment. Let me bring him on the line right now. Kenny Thomas, here, my brother.
What's good? What's good? I'm here.
Yeah. Thank you. I got you, bro. Calling in. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good right now, man. I'm good. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate y'all. I was just listening to that to y'all theme song. That motherfucker going in.
Oh,
the theme
song. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's the Dead Click, man. That's the homie Scratch, D-Pain, and our boy D-Tag out of the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? The other two guys, you know, Scratch is from Florida, D-Pain's from Tennessee. So, man, I appreciate you liking that, man. Maybe y'all can work together.
Yeah, I like
sometime. That'd be dope.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But, yeah, I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. You know, 2020, it's a new year, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dope hip-hop is coming out. I mean, we got Schooly D, we got Ice T, all these guys, you know what I'm saying, from the past, you know what I'm saying, coming back. I think hip-hop's going to be in a good place this year. What are your thoughts on the state of hip-hop and where it could be going in 2020?
I mean, I feel good about it, too. Like, 2020, I feel pretty much the same way you do. I think it's going to be a good year in hip-hop as a whole. I really do. I know it's going to be a good year for me. I plan on it. You know what I'm saying? Lord willing, God willing, I'm giving it my all. You know what I'm saying? This year, especially. So I just been building up. I just been building up and re-strategizing over the past years. And yeah, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to give them hell.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. And you're one of the guys I always felt, you know what I'm saying, that didn't get the recognition he deserved. And you're starting to get that, man. After all the work, all the hard work, all the years, how does it make you feel, you know what I'm saying, to finally be recognized for your talents and your contribution?
Man, it feels good, man. It feels great. And a big part of it, I will and can say that it was the internet. You know, before the internet, we were doing our thing, me and my camp, we were doing our thing, but, you know, the internet helped a lot, and like I said, I had to re-strategize and replan and adapt to, you know, to the game now, to this digital shit, so, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you, I mean, you came up at a time, you know what I'm saying, where, the, like, the internet wasn't really a factor at first in your career. You know what I'm saying? You slaying tapes, CDs, whatnot.
How would
you do to change over and see that whole structure of the music game kind of be turned on its side, so to speak?
I mean, it didn't really shock me like that. It didn't really hurt me either. You know, it's all like a hustle. It's just a new hustle, a new way of hustling. Like you said, I started off doing it. I call it the Master P way. You know what I'm saying? Out the trunk, whatever, standing in stores, selling our own stuff. We've been doing that forever since, 2001, even before, in the 90s. So, you know, it really wasn't a big thing once things started changing over. It's still a hustle to me. It's still a grind. It's still a hustle. And I'm big on promoting. That's what I love doing. I love promoting not only myself, but I love promoting other artists and, you know, things like that. So I'm good. I feel it's better for me. I feel good. I feel good about it. The whole digital thing, the whole internet, social media thing.
Yeah, I think it all depends on how the artist uses it. You know what I'm saying? Some didn't even use it at all, and they got lost in the song.
Right.
But if you're able to adapt to it, you know what I'm saying, you can manipulate it to do what you want it to do, so to speak. So, you know, I feel you on that.
True.
But, man, tell us about this Alabama Music Hall of Fame, man. This is amazing. Congratulations, first
man,
of all.
Man, thank you. And it is amazing, man. It is amazing. I'm still, well, I haven't even begun to start celebrating, but long story short, a friend of mine, G-Man, he's from Northern Alabama, underground artist, talented artist, and he was telling me about it. So he's from that area where all this is, you know, the Muscle Shoals area, where all the history is, where, you know, a lot of bands performed in all these legendary studios. And the facility is in Tuscumbia. So he was telling me about it, that they were trying to put it together. And a couple of years went by, and it got serious. And he called me. He's like, man, we're about to do it. They're about to let us in. So you got anything that you need to send, you know, anything that you want to put in the museum, just send it to me and we'll get it in there. So I took it serious. A lot of artists that he reached out to, they didn't really take it serious, but I took it serious. I sent some items up that way. And when we got there, it was a whole ceremony, and it was a nice ceremony, and it was a nice event. They had a whole event for us, and it's going to continue on. That was just the start of it. So you got me, you got artists like Rich Boy, the last Mr. Big, Dirty Boys from Montgomery. Like I said, G-Man, Slow Motion Sound from Huntsville. So it was a real nice look. It's a real nice honor. And man, I appreciate it. And I couldn't believe it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's huge, man. And, you know, long overdue as well. I'm glad that they're recognizing hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What made them, you know, decide to go in that direction after so many years of not really, you know, paying much attention to hip hop?
Man, that's a great question, man. And I realized once we arrived at the ceremony, and I thought about this. So, like I said, that's a great question. I thought about this. And I did want to know the reason why they finally opened the doors and finally recognized hip-hop, period. And just being the state of Alabama and being from Alabama, it's almost like a miracle. It was a miracle to me. But at the same time, I did recognize that they really wanted to know in a whole, what is this hip-hop thing about? I got that vibe also. It was like they wanted us to tell them what is this hip hop? What is this hip hop thing? What is this thing that's taking over the world? Why are our kids so caught up in it? You know, that's the kind of vibe I got too. They wanted to know a lot of information about hip hop, period, and not only Alabama hip hop. But, you know, the Alabama part is highly appreciated. Highly appreciated. And long overdue, like you said. So
I can't
no complaints. No complaints, man. And it's a big honor. It's a big honor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, and it's a step forward too in Alabama as a whole getting heard. You know, that's a,
right.
Just like yourself as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I feel the state itself has been slept on over the years, so it's good to see it getting this type of attention.
Right.
You know, but since this happened for you, you know what I'm saying, have any doors opened up for you? If so, man, can you talk about any of it? Or is shit in the works?
Yeah, we got a lot of things in the work, especially at the top of this year. So, like I said, the guys that really helped put it together, I got to get in touch with them, and we got a lot of things coming. We're gonna do a celebration like ceremony thing in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I don't know when, but I keep everybody updated. And yeah, that's about it. And other than that, you know, I plan on doing as far as the other artists. You know, a couple of them, they're not here no more, RIP, like the last Mr. Big.
Yeah.
I can't speak for everybody, but I plan on, you know, capitalizing off of it all.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to get with those guys. You know, we can do compilations. We can do a Hall of Fame tour. I want to do things like that, you know, whatever we got to do to bring awareness to it. So
yeah.
That's my
yeah.
plan.
That's a good idea. You know, like you said, put out a project and tour on it and, you know,
right.
take it on the road and show everybody what Alabama is all about, man. And,
right.
you know, there's so much talent down there. I remember groups like ROA, you know, like you said, last
year,
they're big. But, man, I want to give them a taste of, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that you put out over the years. This is a classic. This is a name calling, man. This one here, I know you got a lot of attention with this track. Why don't you intro everybody this, kind of let them know about this one, brother.
Okay. Check it out. This is Name Calling by me, Kenny Thomas, a.k.a. Alabama Kenny. And a quick fact, we're about to re-release it this year, top of the year, Name Calling, produced by Dirty Beats.
It's ludicrous the way rappers trying to corrupt the game. They'll do a Billy dance just to try to get a little fame. It don't take but 50 cents just to make a little flip. But they front like big timers, grab the mic and slip. It's mystical the way that I deliver my lyrical twister. Grip the mic so long that my hands get blisters. With some underground kings rolling with some outlaws. Plus my mob deep, we'll stomp out y'all. You ain't no gang star, you ain't even a juvenile. Trying to steal the keys and the locks to my styles. It don't take a genius to figure out your method, man. My main source gave me a Q-tip about your plans in the studio. You wanna roll a Fat Joe and spark a big L and play CeeLo. But what you didn't know is all you had to do was be real. But it's too late, cause I'ma bury that ass on Cypress Hill in the club. Me and my niggas give the DJ mugs. Plus we cut them hoes that be wanna bone thugs. It ain't a rapper in nature that can handle me. And just because I'm from the south, that don't mean I'm dating family. I fiend to cause havoc on stage, I'm live. My black daughter take ghetto boys to the far side. It's in the roots, so never take this MC light. I leave a rapper with a scar face for touching the mic. Ain't nothing nice and smooth. I'm causing crucial conflict with these rappers that need to stop and learn to DJ quick. Sit back and put an ice cube in your ice. Retire from rap, lay back and feel the cool breeze. Sipping on Andre, you tryna be a big boy. The alcohol is looking at you like a poster boy. I put you on exhibit and call you Master P, brother. Cause if you ever act fabulous, you will see murder. It ain't no Tech 9 needed. I keep lyrical shells and some verbal clips that'll leave you with that smell. Now you label the public enemy, that ain't no good. Even the outsiders know that you are faking your hood. Me and my field mob,
We keep disturbing the peace. Plus, I know niggas on my block that be slanging heavy G. See, life is too short for me to be playing with toys. That's why my camp low and stay away from lost boys. Use common sense. Down here, the young bleed. End up looking like a red man for fucking with me. Don't ever battle, cause I'm hungry. I'm cleaning my plate. A rapper step up, that's just another MCA. It ain't no freeway. You gotta pay the price for the mic. If your backbone ain't strong, then you could lose your life. I kill a mic. If the microphone ever feedback and your hot boys ain't ready, that's a natural fact. You tryna trick daddy, you get caught with a buckshot. I'm a bone crusher representing southern hip hop, so let it be, G. Because I'm too high tech. You tryna snoop, it ain't no biggie, cause I'm ready for that. You wanna learn how to mic rip? Here go a tip. You gon' need a pair of pliers just to get you a grip. Cause rappers known to slip in this game that's greasy. Most of them fall off and some get a little wheezy. Ad-lib from Jeezy won't save your ass. And keep your shouted low, cause I might just take her ass. Y'all young bloods, just keep spitting them Busta rhymes. Acting like a soldier boy, thinking you gon' get signed. It don't matter what you do, go on and move to Atlanta. They already know my name, I don't need no banner. The black Eminem, about to be a rich boy. Went to church and got my blessings from Pastor Troy. Rapper talking yin yang, I shine like Boosie Chain. But this ain't no fashion show, I don't wear no Gucci Mane. You a young buck, rapping bout yayo. With no proof or evidence, looking like a gay hoe. A country king, I smoke rappers like Dro. Just to get the currency, cheese and the dope. Grind independent, major labels in disaster. Cause they all ran by an old dirty bastard. I'm second to none, nigga, above the law. Just straight wrong, a nemesis ripping this microphone without a flaw. No, I'm not a DJ, but y'all gon' watch K-Slay. Any and every rapper that wanna step my way, I'm name calling. I'm name calling.
Man, that's classic. And I like the fact, Kenny, how you name cats like second to none. I mean, you really gave them a good history lesson in hip hop. Man, what made you write that record?
I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. First, let me say that. So that was back when I believe GZA did labels. I believe it was when he was naming all the labels and 50 Cent was doing the name thing. And I don't know, I just started jotting down names of people that I respected at the time and people that I was listening to at the time. And I just started jotting down names that made sense. And I just made one big rhyme out of it. I really didn't think nothing of it at the time. I was just trying to be creative. But like you said, it kind of is when I listen to it later. It's kind of a history lesson, and I kind of did group certain artists and groups together, but it wasn't on purpose. But yeah, I'm a big East Coast fan anyway. So at that time, it was a lot of Wu-Tang and just trying to be real creative with the pen, and it came out to be one big verse. And actually, we're about to re-release it this year, and I'm working on a video right now. So, like I said, because
video
of,
for it. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're working on it right now. And I can tell you this about the song. I held on to this song so long because I was just trying to hold it for the right, at that time, the right people. Or I wanted the right company to hear it. Or I didn't want to put it out and promote it and it get so old to everybody. But it's like everything happened right on time. And, you know, like I said, when the internet thing happened, I felt like, you know, I wasn't held back. I didn't have to hide it anymore. I didn't have to wait on labels. I didn't have to wait on this A&R to hear it and this person to hear it. So, like I said, it's 2020. We're about to re-release it. And, shit, it's on, man. It's on.
Yeah, I'm glad that you can hear it now.
Yeah, I remember you reviewing it, you know, years ago. And
yeah.
Hell yeah, man. When nobody else was fucking with Alabama, period, bro. Not like yeah, I can say that. So I appreciate it, man. Nobody.
I appreciate that as well, man. I remember getting that CD because you know, Black Dog, he would send me a box of CDs from all over the whole world. You know, it could be some shit from fucking New Zealand and some shit from Compton. And I saw that, man. And, you know, initially you skim through the tracks, you know. But when I got to the name calling, man, that shit was on repeat. Because I was just so impressed with the way you flipped it and all the people you mentioned. You know, what has been the feedback you've been getting from that song over the years, man? I imagine people love it to this day.
Everybody loves that song, man. Everybody that hears that song, they love that song. I love it. I love it because ain't no fucking samples in it. I produced it, no samples. I ain't got to worry about that type shit. So everybody appreciate that song. They love it. I've had artists that are, you know, in the so-called industry or whatever you want to call it, to tell me, look, that's your song. That's the song, you know, from my partners or whatever. That's the one. You know, I've been told that over the years. But to me, it's just like, it's a timing thing. And I like to say God time only. So to me right now, it's perfect time. And actually, let me tell you this story real quick. I have a good friend. His name is Big Juice. He's an engineer. He's actually Nicki Minaj's recording engineer. He's from Alabama. You know, I know a lot of the fans don't fuck with Nicki Minaj. Don't, you know, this ain't got nothing to do with her. This is about my guy. He's the engineer. His name is Big Juice. And he hit me out of the blue last year. Out of the blue, he said, do you have a single that you're trying to push right now? If you got a single you're trying to push, I'll mix it for you. So I was like, damn, I want his name on name calling. And I sent it out to him to California. He sent it right back within like a couple of days. And we're about to put it out. I'm about to do the video, and shit, we're going to see what it do.
Perfect timing, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to another track, you know what I'm saying, that I want to come back and chop it up a little bit about, you know, your beginning, man, how you got started and all this.
Okay.
This next track I want to go to real quick, man, this one here is called Bucking Again, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Bucking Again is off my up-and-coming project, Uncut 2. This is me just having fun again. This is around a time when people started, I guess you can say, the Kendrick Lamar, the top of his career, when lyricism, people started recognizing lyricism again, or acting like they started, you know, or acting the part or whatever. So I got back in the lab and just started having fun and just started rapping and just having fun. So Bucking Again.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back with Kenny Thomas. Don't go nowhere.
I'm bucking again, west side, I'm bucking again, north side, I'm bucking again, south side, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I'm gonna tell a friend cause I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I ain't going in but I'm bucking again, east side, I'm bucking again, west side, I'm bucking again, north side, I'm bucking again, south side, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I wanna tell a friend cause I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I'm bucking again, I ain't going in but I'm bucking again, tell the club owner order extra wings, wipe the tables down and make sure they clean, all the gangsters shine up your pinky rings, I'm claiming king and that's what I mean, light up the green and pour the gasoline, get the yellow tape ready, I'ma murder the scene, I got a red beam on your whole team, bitch sleep on me and I'ma kill your dream, all y'all thick country hoes, get a babysitter, do your nails and toes, when you see a nigga like me, you supposed to treat me just like a stripper pole, cause I'm sold off and I'm ready, no I ain't gonna hold off, I'ma tell it, if you and your freaky friends come to the show, y'all close off at the telly, bitch, acting like a nigga ain't been rich with a flow like this and a big dick trick, or is it you ain't never seen a nigga this clean, step in the ring and just swing like this, I'm back from the housing authority, step in the booth and the feds record me. They heard I was shipping in uncut dope, and how could the streets afford it? Shit, I'm getting lit to this, all it took was spit, that's ridiculous. Trying to stop my grind, you wasting your time, you might as well meet with the reaper quick.
keep that reefer lit. The more I hit, the more deep it get. So we're looking for y'all, throwing the towel right now. But end up in a heap of shit. Cause
east side, I'm bugging again. West side, I'm bugging again. North side, I'm bugging again. South side, I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm gonna tell a friend, cause I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I ain't going in, but I'm bugging again. East side, I'm bugging again. West side, I'm bugging again. North side, I'm bugging again. South side, I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I wanna tell a friend, cause I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I ain't going in, but I'm bugging again.
Get into it right now, but just know that I know
you're an asshole, you're an asshole, and you're an asshole.
With the 808,
east side, west side, north side, south side. I'm bugging, I'm bugging. I'm bugging again. West side, I'm bugging again. North side, I'm bugging again. South side, I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I wanna tell a friend, cause I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I'm bugging again. I ain't going in, but I'm bugging again.
Yeah, we're back here, Murder Master Music Show, episode 661. We're here with Kenny Thomas. That was Bucking Again off Uncut 2 coming up soon. When you dropping that again, Kenny?
Man, I'm trying to get it out as soon as possible. Man, I've been sitting on that shit for too long, and that's like the first song, so it's like an intro song, you know, no hooks, not for real, and that's the intro song to it. So I'm trying to put it out top of this mm-hmm. year early. That's one of my things, man. I sit on shit too long, man. That's one of my things, man. I sit on music too long. I got to get out of that shit.
Do you got a vault like full of music from that goes back from when you started?
I do. All type of shit, man.
A lot of stuff that's never seen the light of day, huh?
Yeah, I got a lot of that. A lot of shit. I always keep all my acapellas, all my, you know, I keep everything. My beats, my different versions. I keep everything, so. I got a lot of masters, man. I got a catalog, for real.
Man, are you going to maybe, like, in the future put out, like, a box set, unreleased music, something like that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of music people ain't heard.
Right. A lot of beats, man. I got a lot of beats, too. I got... You know, shit, everything from DATs to ADATs, the floppy disk on up to now, you know what I'm saying, to in my phone. So, a lot of music. So, I got a lot coming.
You talk about, you know what I'm saying, for the listeners, you know, ADATs and you know what I'm saying, what's it like to have done beats on ADATs compared to, like, these programs they got nowadays?
Early on... You know, we used all the hardware, the MPC 2000s, you know, the keyboards, whatever keyboard we can get our hands on, the drum machines. And, you know, then it was more of a feeling, you know, you were tapping keys, you were tapping drum pads. It was more of a feeling other than moving a mouse and clicking buttons. And, you know, I do them both. I still do them both to this day. So. I adapted to the new way of doing things. I didn't ever think I'd be doing beats on a laptop or a phone ever. So, but I did adapt. So yeah.
No, that made it to where, you know what I'm saying, your phone could do just about anything. Graphics, beats,
right.
You name it, you know.
Right.
And that's where the technology, I mean, I guess, will be very useful. You know what I'm saying, for somebody like yourself, if you're on the go, you know what I'm saying, you're touring, you want to just sit down and make a beat, there you go. You know,
right.
Anywhere.
Right.
You know,
right.
But when you got started, though, Kenny, man, what was it like, man, and what really got you into the game? You know what I'm saying? What year was this?
Let me say this. I have been a fan of hip-hop. Shit, since, man, what, the breakdancing days, you know what I'm saying? The Run DMC days, the breakdancing days. I wasn't really rapping. I probably started rapping around 15, 16 years old. I don't know. It's like this shit came for me, bro, to be all the way honest with you. I've thought about this before. You know how people, you know, some people will be like, well, I started because of this, or somebody taught me this. Man, this shit came for me. It came for me. And it ain't left me yet, man. You know, I was young, 15, 16, 17. We break dancing, you know. Then we started making beats and rapping. I started making beats. My brother had some friends of his, let him keep, you know, a couple of their drum machines. And what I would do when my brother went to work, I would sneak in his room and shit and sneak his drum machines and get on those drum machines and just play around with them. And I got to hearing those sounds. I was like, damn, this shit sound like some breakdancing shit, some Beat Street shit or some Run DMC shit. So I was like, damn, I can do it too. And that's where it started. I started making beats, started writing poetry in school, started writing songs. We started doing talent shows. We started, you know, doing house parties, dancing, rapping. The typical kid, teenage, hip-hop, b-boy shit. We were just from the South, you know. We just from Alabama. We just some country motherfuckers that love the shit, you know. So, pretty much.
And this goes back, you know what I'm saying, like you said, to the days of, you know what I'm saying, breakdance and Run DMC. That's when I got into it, you know, 84, 85, Fat Boys.
Right.
You know.
Right. All that shit. Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
All that shit.
Man, that shit, you know what I'm saying? So many of us kids, man, we wanted to have the Adidas. We wanted to get the hats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and then it evolved from there to Two Live Crew, Too Short, Easy, and so on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, But, you know, who were some of the, you know what I'm saying, people that really influenced you early on?
Now, early, it was always the East Coast. It was always, you know, it was always the Nas's, the Jay-Z, the Nas's, the Wu-Tang, and then I can even say the KRS-One's, the Rakim's, a lot of those guys. The MCs, man, the MCs. I can even say, you know, Tretch, Naughty by Nature. It's just all of the East Coast. That's how I came up. And then after that, you know, once we caught wind of like Texas, like the Ghetto Boys, and then UGK, and then, you know, in my mind I was like, okay, motherfuckers from the South can rap, you know. And then here comes Outkast and the whole Dungeon Family, and that's what really solidified it for me, as far as, okay, we can make it from the South. We can get in the hip hop game being from the South now. That we hear the Dungeon Family and Outkast and UGK and Ghetto Boys and people like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember having, you know, Two Live tell us stories of, you know, when they went to the East Coast back in the day, people would laugh at them and, you know, not take
them
serious. It's got to feel good, you know what I'm saying, these years later, knowing what the South has done in hip-hop, you know,
Man.
Coming from that era.
Man, it feels good, man. It feels good. I remember hearing stories. You know, I remember David Banner saying he would be in cyphers and they would be loving him until he said that he was from Mississippi. You know, then they would turn their backs. And everything from, you know, things like when Outkast got booed at the Source Awards and shit like that. I even took trips to New York and visited, you know, a couple labels. And back then, I didn't like the feeling. I can be all the way honest. I tell people this story to this day. It was a bad feeling. Once I got into the building, I didn't like the feeling. It was like some industry fake shit. I didn't like it. nothing against the state of New York. Nothing against the city. I love New York, but as far as that, you know, that label industry shit, man, I never liked that shit, man. Never.
Yeah, I agree, man, because I've seen the South, you know what I'm saying, have his struggles in the beginning. But at the same time, if you remember Two Lives, they were going gold independently, you know.
Right.
Competing, you know, with the biggest guys in the East Coast. So, I mean, they were still getting the top no action.
Okay. All right.
But it's,
my bad.
It's just a whole different, you know what I'm saying, scene. But the South is really, you know what I'm saying, picked up a lot of ground over the years. You know,
right, right.
Running shit. You're talking about multi-platinum albums, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, man, you know, I know you're doing Uncut too, you know what I'm saying, but what else you got in the works, man? You got, like, any tours or anything jumping off?
That's my main thing. One of my big goals this year is trying to make that South by Southwest. I feel like I'm kind of late on that shit, man, and I really wanted to get started going over that way years ago, before all the labels got that way and started spending the big money or whatever. But as far as music, like I said, Uncut 2, I'll have another album coming out right after that one. And I think it's going to be called Down Here. And just a lot of music. Just a lot of music. A lot of music. And
yeah.
No major tours or anything like that. Trying to put some things together, but not yet. And that's my main thing, because I love performing. I love performing. So I'm definitely trying to make something happen on that end.
I like to see you go overseas, too. You ever thought about that?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I love to go overseas. You know, I do little spots here and there, but nothing major right now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. The homie DJ Lord Sinister from France, he's on the line right now. I know he's got a question or two he wants to ask you before we get out of here.
Okay.
Sin, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Kenny.
What's good? What's good?
Yeah. I'm fine. Can you tell us about the earlier Alabama hip hop? Like, you remember Aero A, like the album G for Life, back in the day, it was a classic. And do you remember the very first rappers in Alabama? Who is
that? first of all, let me say this. Alabama hip hop, Alabama music, period. It is a lot of hidden talent in Alabama. It is a gold mine. It is a platinum mine. It's a lot of talent, first and foremost. We still don't have enough light this way, I feel. And as far as ROA, I remember doing a couple of shows with those guys, and real talented guys. And when you go to an ROA show, I can tell you this: it's a real gangster party. You know, it's trust me, they're not capping. What the kids say today, they're not capping. They weren't capping. You know what I'm saying? Real good guys, and real gangsters, and real talented. And you had ROA. People like Jazz Real from Tuscaloosa. He had the song Sick and Tired of Being Broke. A lot of guys, you know, I don't want to keep calling names. I might miss somebody. Well, let me not forget about Red Light District out of Birmingham. A lot of guys, man, a lot of talent. And it's here. So on our end, I feel like we got to do a lot more work. We need to network more with each other within Alabama. First and foremost, I will say that, and hopefully we get it together, man. We're gonna keep making good music. I know I will. I'm gonna keep making the best music I can, and try to get it out to the world.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
And
you should go with day one, brother.
Say it again.
No, I was just saying shit's always A1.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
And do you remember the very first rapper in Alabama, maybe?
The very first rapper in Alabama? Wow.
Give me a name. Give me a name. What's the name?
Oh, I tell you. Maybe, I don't know, but you had to say it. Maybe.
Oh,
first I heard was probably Mr. ROA, but I mean,
maybe Mr. Big was better than me, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, we got some big names. You know, we, like you say, ROA, Red Light District, The Last Mr. Big.
Yeah, he was at Warlock, wasn't he?
Right. It's a lot of guys, man. Like I said, I don't wanna miss nobody, so I don't wanna keep naming names. And they'd be like, man, you didn't say my name and this, that and other, and then you know it'd be a whole nother problem.
Then you'd have to do a name calling just for the Alabama rappers.
Right, exactly.
Do one of them. A lot of talent down there, man. A lot of talent.
Yeah.
You know, also not just Alabama. I mean, you gotta look at, there's a lot of stuff going on in South Carolina, Charleston, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in Jackson, Mississippi. That whole Southeast is just full of fucking talent, man.
Right. That's true.
No.
And in Alabama too, like in New Orleans, in 84, 85, or like Jackson, Mississippi, 84, 85, it was like East Coast sound back in the day in Alabama too.
Did we play East Coast sound? Was it an East Coast sound?
Yes, East Coast sound was in Jackson, in New Orleans, back in 84, 85. So it was the same in Alabama, or what was all the same?
Oh, yeah. We listened to everything. We listened to, you know, a lot of Chicago, East Coast, West, everybody, you know, Twister, Do or Die, to, you know, like I said, Wu-Tang and all those guys over there, to the West Coast, the whole, you know, NWA, Dre thing, and everybody. You know, that was our thing, man. We soaked it all in. We soaked it all in.
Yeah. You guys, you know what I'm saying, were able to create your own sound, your own styles, and you yourself, nobody else sounds like you, you know what I'm saying? You can't really compare you to The Last Mr. Big or to ROA or any of the other guys. You know, you've always been doing your own thing. Has that been important for you to be able to stand out, you know what I'm saying, on your own?
Oh, yeah. I don't really think about it a lot, but I always wondered, did I have, like, you know, a distinguished voice, though? You know, a lot of rappers got this voice, this rap voice. Like, an example would be, you know, like Guru, rest in peace. You know, they had this voice that when you hear them, you know it's them or whatever. I never did think that I had, you know, the voice, but I always knew that I was lyrical, and that's never been a problem. That's never been a problem for me to, you know, to be lyrical or whatever in whatever I was writing. But that was always the thing I thought about, you know, did I have the right voice? So, you know, was my voice distinguished enough? Things like that. So, yeah.
True. Well, it definitely is, man, and the Alabama Music Hall of Fame recognizes that. And again, congratulations to you, Kenny. Huge honor to have that bestowed upon you, and it's great to see that happen. You know, couldn't be put upon a more deserving artist, you know what I'm saying, especially representing Alabama, because, you know, you don't go nowhere without that Alabama jacket, and you gave it the Hall of Fame. I know that was probably a hard departure for you to make, man.
Man.
But that's got to make you proud to be able to see that in that, you know, Hall of Fame building.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, man. Like I say, I'm honored. I appreciate it. And it's a real thing, man. It's gonna be there as long as that building is there. So, you know, families can see it, kids can see it, other artists can see it, you know, and be inspired. That's my biggest thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's gonna get bigger. It's gonna get bigger. So, you know, hopefully other artists will join us in the same building. So we're working on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, man, it's been a huge honor having you on the show, and I'd love for you to come back again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Before we do get out of here, I want to give you the floor, man. You know, let the people know where they can check out your music, follow you on social media, and shout-outs, whatever you want, man. It's all yours, Kenny.
Okay. First and foremost, man, I want to thank you, you know, and your whole crew for this platform, man. Shout-out to y'all. Everybody that's listening, you can Google Alabama Kenny. You can find me on all the streaming services. I'm always on Instagram. I'm always on Facebook acting a fool, you know, talking my shit. Alabama Kenny, I appreciate everybody, man. I'm going to keep making the best music I can. I really believe this is going to be a big year for me and for the whole hip-hop world. So all y'all independent artists, man, all y'all underground artists, keep pushing, man. Fuck what everybody think. If this is what you really want to do, do your thing, man. Alabama Kenny, I'm out. I appreciate you, Scott.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. Big shout out to Alabama Kenny, you know what I'm saying? Very talented artist. And we're going to get out of here with this track, you know what I'm saying? Episode 661, Kenny Thomas. This here is called Grady. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, thank you to Kenny Thomas. Everybody follow that man's music, you know what I'm saying? Support him, you know, everything he does. Here we go. This is, you know what I'm saying, called Grady. We're out of here. Murder Master Music Show.
This is a so-so death world, if y'all niggas get fucked up, man, and you in the ATL area,
call Grady. He about to get his head booked, call Grady. She about to get her head booked, call Grady.
Oh, yeah.
He about to get his head booked, call Grady. She about to get her head booked, call Grady. 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 I'ma hit him with a left, I'ma hit him with a right, I'ma hit him with a soft, I pump. Lights on, lights off, now talk that shit, you can't cause you's a chump. I'm a A-L-A-B-A-M-A, boy, representing the swamp. Y'all claim y'all ready, y'all claim y'all hard, well, nigga, go ahead and jump. If you think you the realest nigga, then go ahead and bump. I'ma go ahead and call Grady, cause we gon' put you in the trunk. That's what you get for trying to play like you so super drunk. Nigga, fuck your clique, nigga, fuck your crew, cause all y'all niggas lame. I'ma fuck your bitch, I'ma fuck your hoe, y'all boys don't know the game. What's up in this bitch, y'all niggas don't know my name. Call Grady up in this thing. Call Grady, ho. He bout to get his head booked. Call Grady, ho. She bout to get her head booked. Call Grady, ho. He bout to get his head booked. Call Grady, ho. She bout to get her head booked. Call Grady, call Grady. Call Grady, call Grady. Call Grady, call Grady. Call Grady, call Grady. Shady. Wanna be hard, I'ma send them back to Grady. Where they was born if they ever try to play me. Cause I'm a grown ass man, not a baby. All these haters wanna claim that they killed her. Jump in the jungle and get stashed by gorilla. Don't catch a charge if you're fucking with my thriller. I pull your car, use a whole ass dealer.
They say call Grady, not friends, have a home, why, cause that nigga say, this fool here don't need to buy the pants, him up and say, clean him up and shave it, like his mama baby, but for misbehaving, he got up raises to the dome with a bottle, he better be glad that blazing with a chrome filled with hollers, don't know what he was thinking, don't know what he was drinking, but I know he was facing, losing blood by the pacing, I'm drinking,
call Grady, ho, he about to get his head booked, call Grady. She about to get her head booked. Call Grady, ho. He about to get his head booked. Call Grady, ho. She about to get her head booked. Call Grady, 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 call
Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady, call Grady,
dead place. Going up from dream to club, knowing that ain't where you stay. I'm from in that room, I know you were strictly on the ego. Room game with Luke, plus that nigga Wayne William Rose. Home of the masterful, hood draw tropical. Can they move out the way? Let me hit that bitch and back of you. Cause they ain't coming to club with us, they ain't come to talk with us. Somebody call Brady, cause this bitch done got fucked up.
Call Brady, ho, he bout to get his head booked. Call Brady, ho, she bout to get her head booked. Call Brady, ho, he bout to get his head booked. Call Brady, ho, she bout to get her head booked. Call Brady, 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 call Brady.
This is